They have to take care of it. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. The EPA has ordered Norfolk Southern Railway to pay for the cleanup of the train derailment and chemical burn in East Palestine, Ohio, from earlier this month, as it looks to reassure residents water is safe to drink.
With a toast of two glasses.
Thank you.
The head of the EPA, Michael Regan, and Ohio Governor Mike DeWine drinking water from the tap of a resident's home in East Palestine.
We believe in science. So we don't feel like we're being your guinea pig, but we don't mind proving to you that we believe the water.
That is a contingent of federal, state, and local officials meet in the town 2.5 weeks after a train derailment and toxic contamination that's led to health concerns and reports of headaches, eye infections, and respiratory issues, and still the smell of noxious odors, as well as criticism of the federal government's response. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Regan said if Norfolk Southern doesn't comply with the order to clean it up, the agency will do it and seek triple damages from the company. President Biden in Poland addressing NATO allies as we approach 1 year since the Russian invasion of Ukraine, directly rebutting claims by Russian President Vladimir Putin, who seemed to blame NATO for the invasion, is his State of the Nation address today.
The United States and the nations of Europe do not seek to control or destroy Russia. The West was not plotting to attack Russia, as Putin said today.
The president said Putin thought the Ukrainian people would roll over, and he was wrong. The Biden administration says it will generally deny asylum to migrants who show up at the southern border without first seeking protections from a country they passed through. The measure is almost certain to face legal challenges. President Trump pursued a similar ban in 2019, but a federal appeals court prevented it from taking effect. America is listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
A U.S. jury finds a former Mexican official guilty of taking massive bribes to protect the violent drug cartels he was supposed to be combating.
Genaro Garcia Luna was found guilty on all counts against him, including conspiracy to process, import, and distribute drugs, and engaging in a criminal enterprise. It took the jury 3 days of discussing the evidence to reach its verdict. Garcia Luna was once a public security secretary in Mexico. That makes him the highest-ranked former Mexican official to ever be tried in a U.S. court. Garcia Luna claimed innocence even as the jury heard testimony from ex-smugglers who say he took millions in cash to throw cops off the cartel's trails. His sentencing is set for late June. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The Republican-controlled Mississippi Senate has given a final approval to a bill that would ban gender-affirming care in the state for anyone younger than 18. The vote in the Mississippi Senate came less than a week after transgender teenagers, their families, and others who support them protested against the bill. Republican Governor Tate Reeves has indicated he will sign it. Meghan Markle is said to be considering legal action after a recent South Park episode, which appeared to mock her and Prince Harry.
According to The Spectator, Markle has been upset and overwhelmed. The episode featured characters that looked exactly like Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. However, in the episode, they were dubbed Canadian royalty, the prince and his wife. The young royal couple went around the world begging for privacy while drawing attention to themselves. The series didn't hold back, skewering Meghan as a sorority girl, actress, influencer, and victim, to which she replies, "Yeah, that's totally me." The article points out Markle is obsessed with her half-sister's defamation lawsuit and the king's coronation coming up. The episode ruthlessly skewers Harry and Markle.
Fox's Michelle Polino. I'm Lisa Lacera, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.